Welcome back, everyone, to another exciting episode of Tech on Trial. I'm Sal, your host, and as always, I'm joined by Victor, CEO of Apogee Suite. Today, we're diving deep into the transformative potential of natural language processing. But before we unravel this tech wonder, make sure you hit the subscribe button to stay up to date with all things tech and AI. NLP, folks. It's more than just three letters. It's changing the game across the industry, and we're here to break it down for you. Victor, my man with all of the answers. How's it going, buddy?
All the answers. Hey, Sal. Hey, everyone. Excited to dig into NLP's transformative magic today.
Well, let's dive deep into. Okay, let's kick off with healthcare advancements. Mm-hmm. So NLP is doing some heavy lifting on the medical world. So Victor, what's the scoop on this?
Yeah, you bet, Sal. It has sort of become like a doctor's sidekick now, or it's understudy or something like that. It's now at a point where you can feed, you know, a lot of medical data into NLP systems. It can help you with diagnoses. It can help save costs, reduce time for patient outcomes. What it does is it lets doctors breathe a little easier now at this point.
Oh, that's, yeah. I mean, the ultimate medical wingman.
Yeah.
So I saw in an article the other day that AI is now able to identify people with diabetes by listening to them for like about 10 to 20 seconds. Hey, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, let's dive deep into a different topic. One I am particularly fond of it, which is content generation. So NLP is helping us kind of churn out content faster than ever. What is your take on it?
Yeah, I mean, Sal, we're in an era where it's becoming all about speed. And obviously, like, you know, content requires you to have quality there too, right? So let's take OpenAI's GPT-3, for example, and even GPT-4. It's really not replacing writers. It's giving them superpowers. It's kind of making them into superheroes. Imagine that, you know, you can basically train GPT-3 to sound like you and give it all of your prior work. And then it can at least generate like the starting point of a topic that you're talking about. So that's sort of the power that writers are getting now and why they can put out so much more than they were in the past. What they're doing is they're getting more done in a lot less time now.
Yeah, even the systems that like are using AI today, you can train your voice, eh? Like to sound like you, to have the same tone and mannerisms like you have, like you and I and everyone, say. So, I mean,
for the visual side, you can train AIs to draw or take photos or generate photos that are in your style as well, which is kind of cool, right? So everything in your style. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like not only the kind of content producers in general, but like super writers now. Like I like that. I mean, that's the creativity that meets efficiency, kind of a synergy. Like that's a point of confluence. I think it's an awesome development that we can see unfold.
Yeah, we're getting to a place where we actually understand how to use the AI to not replace ourselves, but to like really augment the things that we do.
Indeed, yeah. I think that's the best of both worlds. Okay, let's move on to a different topic. Otherwise, you're going to keep talking about content.
We could.
Yeah. So there's one particularly we listed here as part of all of the advancements, which is the enhanced search and recommendation systems. So we've been talking about a lot about that, particularly on the legal world and so on. But NLP kind of been working behind the scenes to understand preferences and, you know, to understand what we want better. What's the deal here?
Well, Sal, it's sort of how... Okay, if we go back to recommendation systems, period, like the one that everyone sort of understands innately is like the Netflix recommendations, right?
Oh, there
or
you go.
YouTube, any one of these systems, right? Like it gets to know your preferences from what you've watched and the sort of tags and things therein. And then it builds like a curated list for you. It's sort of like your concierge, which is kind of nice, right? Now, NLP systems have made these recommendation engines even easier because you can extract metadata and do all kinds of comparisons of this metadata using systems that are already doing NLP for you. So you can provide it a lot of written stuff rather than turning everything into specific signals like you would in the past. So now that gives you the ability for NLP to give like super easy recommendations and create recommendation systems that'll suggest whether it's content or drugs or legal advice that you need, love, or will consume. And of course, this also helps search engines because they're mostly about content and text. So what's happening is NLP and generative AI is sort of starting to become a little bit like a mind reader. It's allowing you to get the thing you wanted, sometimes without even realizing you wanted it.
Yeah, yeah, that's like in the marketing world, that's what we call the predictive model. It's a lot of the pattern and behavior that these tools and the technology takes and basically do the, I'm quoting here, the mind reading. It sounds like a kind of a sci-fi coming true, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, we covered a lot of the heavy topics today, and of course, like it's the shorter episode, we're gonna dive deep into these topics a little bit more over the next episodes. But from NLP changing healthcare content recommendation systems, and just I think it's just getting started. It's just the tip of the iceberg, I guess. Eh? So I can't wait to see where kind of this all these tech advancements is taking us.
For sure, Sal. I mean, the possibilities are really endless at this point. We're just scratching the surface. And I think, you know, people are going to be floored by what we can do with these systems, NLP and AI generally. It's like, it's really an exciting time to be a tech enthusiast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And speaking of exciting times, don't forget to subscribe to Tech on Trial for more tech adventures. Thanks for joining us today, guys. And until next time, keep exploring the tech world.
And see you next time, folks.